Hello. Last week, Hannah began our series of sermons on resilience. And I was fortunate enough to read Hannah's MA dissertation on the subject. And it was very interesting. And I was struck by something that I'd never considered. The link between resilience and forgiveness. Psychologists like Professor Everett Worthington believe that to be unforgiving is harmful. The inability, he says, to come to terms with one's anger or strife often can lead to stress disorders, mental health disorders, and relationship problems. When we forgive, we are able to cope better, to bounce back more quickly, or bounce forward, as Hannah puts it. Now, forgiveness is a vital part of our lives as Christians. It is unavoidable. When Peter asked Jesus how many times must he forgive his brother, is seven times enough? He is told by Jesus not seven but 77 times. And in fact, the Greek here in this passage has been argued about for a long, long time. Is it 77 times or is it 70 times seven times? The Greek actually says 70 times seven, which is even more, 490. But it really doesn't matter. Jesus is not limiting the number of times we are to forgive. We should not even be keeping count. In fact, keeping count is not really forgiving, is it? To keep count means you're holding on to a little bit of unforgiveness. So no counting. Now Jesus offers us, and this is shown here in this unlimited number of times we need to forgive. Jesus offers us unlimited and perfect forgiveness. This is the offer he has made for us upon the cross. The gift he paid for on the cross, and only he could pay for. And the gift that we do not in any sense deserve. This total forgiveness makes us clean. It makes us acceptable to God the Father. It makes us perfect and holy. I cannot overstate the magnitude and size of this gift. We are able now, because of what Jesus did, to stand in God's presence, to be with God, to have God wholly on our side, and to experience his endless and abundant love. This is where I stand, at the foot of the cross, redeemed and holy. And this is perhaps the first place we can look for resilience. We are forgiven and recognized by God as his children. Knowing that I'm forgiven makes life easier to face. However hard it gets, I am able to stand with God in his house, in his family. God stands with me, and I can see it, I can realize it. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God stands with me. When I cannot feel or see it, he stands with me. When I am overwhelmed with stress, he stands with me. When I am stricken with fear, he stands with me. When I am bowed to the ground with pressure, he stands with me. When I am in the depths of depression, he stands with me. There is nowhere I can go that he will not stand with me. There is nothing I or anyone else can do that can take me from him. Through Jesus' sacrifice, through his death on the cross, he offers us a gift, not just of future glory, but of total forgiveness and acceptance into God's family in the present, right here and now. As we ask for and accept his forgiveness, we are each fully accepted into the family of God. And as Paul writes to the Roman church, if God is for us, who can be against us? We are forgiven. and we're commanded to offer this gift to others. It is God's command that we forgive others as he forgives us. We say it every time we say the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our sins, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive others. This is not optional. Through Jesus, we have been forgiven everything. And we cannot accept this forgiveness while not ourselves forgiving. God will not tolerate unforgiveness. Forgiveness is a consistent pattern, a characteristic of the kingdom of God. When we refuse to forgive, we take ourselves outside the kingdom. In his anger, the master delivered the unforgiving servant to the jailers. So also, says Jesus, may heaven, our heavenly Father, will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart. We need to work on forgiving others. We need to work hard on it. Tom Wright suggests that you can think about forgiveness as breathing. And I think this is really helpful. When we take in a breath, we need to let it out again before we can take another one. To accept forgiveness, we need to forgive. As we forgive, we accept forgiveness. We breathe out and are able to take more breath. Being able to take a breath, we become more resilient and better able to face life's harshness. As we breathe out God's forgiveness, we find ourselves standing closer to him. We find ourselves becoming more like him. And we take on the character of his children. We realize, as in we make real, where the authority and sovereignty lie. Not with us, but we see where we are and where our king is. Who it is who is in charge. It is hard to forgive someone else. Sometimes it is very hard. And this is not just about excusing people's mistakes. It is not about letting people off. It is about the really difficult job of acknowledging something unpardonable and still forgiving. C.S. Lewis wrote, "Forgiveness is saying, yes, you have done this thing, but I accept your apology. I will never hold it against you, and everything between us will be exactly as it was before." To be a Christian, says Lewis, means to forgive the inexcusable. Because God has forgiven the inexcusable in us. This is hard. How can we do it? Only, I think, by remembering where we stand, by meaning our words when we say in our prayers, when we say in the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our trespasses, forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us." C.S. Lewis says, "We are offered forgiveness on no other terms. To refuse it means to refuse God's mercy on ourselves, for ourselves. There is no hint of exceptions, and God means what he says." Another thing, how often do you continue to blame yourself for things after you've asked God to forgive you? I know I do. But for me to believe that God has forgiven me and not be able to forgive myself is the height of arrogance. I am saying that God may be able to forgive me, but my standards are so much higher, so much better, I cannot forgive myself. God's forgiveness can be hard to accept, but that doesn't make it any less true. We are forgiven. When we choose to follow him, to let Jesus rule our lives, we accept his gift of forgiveness and we are welcomed into God's family. And in that place, with God beside us, we can stand firm in the face of all and any hardship and adversity. So as we live our lives as his children, we need to forgive and to accept forgiveness. We need to breathe out and breathe in. And as we take long, deep breaths, we find ourselves more resilient, better able to cope, better grounded. The more we forgive others and the more we forgive ourselves, the better able we are to accept God's forgiveness and the more able we will be to face the world in all its pain and harshness, all its grief and sadness, all its frustration and disappointment. To face the world as children of the Father, knowing who we are, knowing God loves us and cherishes us, and knowing who is really in charge. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Saviour. Amen.